To be a teacher of anything, you have to be a lifelong learner. Honing any skill is, at times, a solitary journey. Even then, there are those magical occasions when you come together with your peers and share and discover ideas. The Arizona State Music Teachers Association is having a conference next week, May 30th through June 1st, at the Phoenix Marriott Mesa Hotel, and the title is Focus on Artistry. Radmila Skajanovic-Kerlik teaches piano privately and pedagogy classes at Mesa Community College. She was born in Serbia and came to this country to further her piano training. She chose Arizona State University and was accepted to the studio of Dr. Caio Pagano. Radmila chose to stay here and became a member of the musical and piano communities in the Valley. Radmila is the chairman of this year's conference.
We are very isolated as teachers. You know, you go to your private studio, you teach, you go home. Or you are just at home, even worse, you teach at home and you just stay at home. And these are the situations when you actually get to go in the open and meet other people and get some new insight. You don't want to be stuck. As a teacher, you have to be improving all the time. You don't want to get stuck with yourself and your studio. So this is the event that I invite all the music teachers to come and join us if they can, because this is where you get ideas.
The idea of a private music teacher has a long history. Great teachers like Johann Hummel, Dorothy DeLay, and Nadia Boulanger are the stories most often told, but many of us have profound memories of how practicing musicians, artists, shaped our lives. The Valley has many stories of young people becoming successful artists. One of them is pianist Anna Hahn, who you've probably heard on KBOC. Anna is a student of Mr. Fei Xu and has been winning awards and accolades since she was very young. She's a whopping 17 years old now.
Anna Hahn has two international prizes in piano. One is from New York, another one from New Orleans. First places in those international competitions. And she's going to be performing Friday at 7.
Along with performances, local music teachers attending Arizona State Music Teachers Association Conference will discover new ways to engage their students and through observing master classes.
Dr. Nolita True, coming from Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, she's going to give a masterclass of 2 hours. Our local students will be performing. And for those who are not familiar with masterclass is, it's basically a public lesson. So we have a teacher on the stage and the student playing. The teacher involves the audience as well.
Pedagogy is the art and science of teaching, a cold definition that's not inaccurate, but it doesn't begin to address the nuance of higher learning.
We also have pedagogy panels. And I'm excited about those because it will be kind of interactive. One is on group teaching. It's not so common for private teachers to do group teaching. And it's really good when you do the group teaching. Kids get so connected. That's an extra motivation for them. They want to come and see each other. They want to play. And you make them play then. They have to practice. So it's kind of from both sides you gain things.
So the people who aren't music teachers or piano teachers or music teachers in general who would come to this are folks who are concerned about your efforts, which is really about how do we approach teaching kids in an ever-changing world. I mean, when I was a kid, Sesame Street was the big problem because everything happened in 30 seconds and boom, you're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So getting somebody to practice when he's used to the world stopping, rotating on 30-second intervals was pretty tough.
Yeah.
And now you're right, it's video games. They might sit and play for hours, but it's reckless abandon.
Yes.
It's not scales.
Yes. But also, I think parents should take a note that music helps intelligence, understanding in school, better results in school. And I think a lot of students take lessons because parents are aware of it. And, of course, there is hopefully music appreciation from the student side. But it helps, I wouldn't say intelligence, but it helps build up the skills in the brain that help you in any other aspect of life.
Many of the dedicated people who teach music to the very young and the not so young will gather next week for the Arizona State Music Teachers Association Conference, Focus on Artistry, at the Phoenix Marriott Mesa Hotel. To join them or take in the opportunities they're offering May 30th through June 1st, we'll have all the information on our webpage, kbok.org. I'm Sterling Biaf.